Thank you for your loving kindness and your thoughtfulness in the world, in your day, and with everyone that you interact with, and all beings. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, settling into this moment, into being present, taking our time. Feel your butt on the cushion and that it's not wherever it was before you got to the here. Feel your feet making contact with the floor or the rug or your cushion. Feel your shoulders and have them relax if they're not already so. And let them guide the rest of your upper body, your torso, into a good alignment. And as everything quietens, feel the breath, feel that alignment, feel centeredness, feel presence. We take a long, slow, deep breath and stay in this state of presence and recognize that one facet of equanimity is a feeling of having arrived, is a feeling of the choices have been made. It's done now, and there's a relaxation. And that's what we did. We recognize our choice to be here, not somewhere else, mentally, physically, emotionally. We recognize alignment. And we recognize that and supported that physically, shoulders, and then the rest of the torso, feet, butt, all of that. But recognize it. The choice was made, done. Everything's included. And the point here is that when that experience of, complete, done, I'm here, this is. We all can feel that there's an evenness, there's no more chasing, no more avoiding. There's just the presence. So a quality within equanimity is that sense of all is good, all is right. It's done. And when we make a habit change, whether it be one about food, about how we use our time and where our focus goes, all of that, no matter what it is. Once we put some effort into it, just like we did with settling, there was some effort, some considerations, some thoughtfulness. So once we've put in a little effort in changing a habit, we start to rest in the change, in the transformation that is happening. And at some point, we all get to the point, and we have many times through our lives, it's done. Where that's something that was a challenge or problematic or drew our attention in a direction that was not beneficial to self or others, none of that happens anymore. It's done. So as we go back into meditation, this is one feature that isn't always talked about with equanimity. This feature of having arrived, this quality of choice was made, thoughtfulness was put into that choice, and maybe some effort required. But then the result is there. Whether it's pretty quickly or it takes time, at some point the result is there. There's a flow, there's an ease, there's not a pull in either direction, pro or con. There's a peace. So we smile. Once again, feel our butt. It's contact with whatever it's sitting on. And therefore, our whole body being present where it is now. We let that focus of body, this is where I am. I'm sitting. Why am I sitting? I'm sitting for meditation. Ah. And then we let it kind of ripple up, straighten the body, good posture. Feel it in the shoulders and neck. Ah, yes. Here, now, aligned, present. And there's a micro equanimity, a micro ah, with each micro noticing and micro thoughtfulness. And at some point, maybe already for you, breath has come forward in awareness, which means awareness has come forward in its spaciousness. And we abide, breathing in, breathing out, present. Ah. If the mind wanders, you don't pay much attention. But if it really nags, wants to be somewhere else, come back to our butt, our feet, posture, being present, here and now. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing presence, present moment, wholeness, and therefore breathing with all the world. There's a getting used to. A life is built around stimulation, pro and con, stimulated away from something and stimulated towards likes and dislikes. There's a getting used to this equanimity, this spacious, this it's all good. It's all perfect just as it is. And as we give ourselves that opportunity through the day, maybe we sit for 10 minutes and just really deeply are present. No agenda other than to just sit, be present. That's it. As we get used to that, that actually becomes its own preference, which is kind of opposite to the whole idea of equanimity. But what's happening is that the natural peace, the natural satiety, the natural contentment that is our natural state, our beingness, it's we're becoming more aware of that. We're abiding that more frequently instead of always stimulation, 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 distraction, stimulation, likes, dislikes, categorize, label, name it, avoid it, all of that. And something starts to happen inside our emotion mind complex. It there actually is a very natural releasing of some of that restlessness. So just sit. Sometimes just sit. Love you all. Create your day.